After quite an active day yesterday, things should be quite a bit calmer for us today, this last full day of spring as we turn the calendar to summer tomorrow. With clearing skies developing throughout the day, we'll have a little bit of lingering moisture around, plus a little lingering flow from the low pressure that moved through, so we could see a couple of extremely isolated showers as the sun heats things up in the afternoon. Now, these showers would be few and far between if they pop up at all. High temperatures will be in the mid-70s to the mid-80s range across the region. Now, high pressure will build in for midweek with seasonable temperatures during the day and comfortably cool nights. Temperatures and dew points will be on the rise again as we head toward the end of the week with several systems moving through the region as well. Now, a lot of the long-term forecast depends on what happens with a tropical system trying to form in the northern Gulf of Mexico. The models are having a typically hard time handling it, so we'll keep an eye on it as we get closer to the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over western Kansas, a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms from northeast New Mexico into western Kansas, a marginal risk for severe thunderstorms over parts of southern and eastern Montana, and a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms over southeast Louisiana coastal regions. Widely scattered severe thunderstorms are expected today from western Kansas into northeastern New Mexico during the late afternoon and evening. Other isolated strong to severe storms will be possible this afternoon and evening over parts of southern and eastern Montana and during the night over coastal sections of southeastern Louisiana. A slowly progressive upper flow pattern is forecast over the northern parts of the continental U.S. as a broad long-wave trough moves over the Great Lakes and northeastern states and a low amplitude trough moves toward the northern Rockies. Farther south, an upper high will persist over the southern plateau, while a cyclonic system is forecast to become better developed over the central and western Gulf of Mexico. At the surface, a cold front will advance from the Pacific Northwest toward the northern Rockies, while a front extending from the southern mid-Atlantic states across the lower Mississippi Valley will become diffuse during the day. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high temperature in the low 80s, a bit breezy out of the southwest with a wind 10 to 15 miles an hour. In Boston, also gradually becoming mostly sunny, a high near 85 degrees, southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, a chance of showers early, then partly sunny with a high in the low 70s, quite windy with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to 20 to 25 miles an hour in the afternoon. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 79 degrees with a record of 97 set back in 1953. Normal minimum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 43 set back in 1918. Sunrise and sunset data for today, the last day of spring 2017. Well, we'll have sunrise at 5:17 a.m. and sunset at 8:37 p.m. Here's your latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. We'll have partly sunny skies with a slight chance of showers and highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, then becoming partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with highs in the mid-80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler with lows near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, partly sunny with a slight chance of showers, highs in the lower 70s, winds out of the west 10 to 15 miles an hour, and tonight becoming partly cloudy with a chance of showers after midnight, lows in the mid-50s, and the winds quite a bit lighter. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, partly sunny skies today, a high near 80 degrees, winds will increase to around 15 miles an hour this afternoon, and tonight partly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s and a light southwesterly wind. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, We'll have partly sunny skies, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, a high temperature near 80 degrees, winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and cooler, lows in the upper 50s and a light southwesterly wind. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny. We'll have a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm with highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Mostly sunny Thursday, highs in the upper 70s to mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of showers or thunderstorms on Friday, warmer with highs in the upper 70s to mid and upper 80s. And for Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and storms, highs in the upper 70s to mid 80s. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid 70s to low 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Katarina.